The followers of Jesus traveled to many places to teach about Jesus. Wherever they went, people believed their message and the church grew. Many new leaders began to help the disciples. One of these new church leaders was named Paul. Paul traveled to many faraway cities and countries. One of the new churches he helped was in Corinth. Even when he could not travel, Paul wrote letters to his friends in Corinth, teaching them about Jesus and helping them to know how to live as Christ followers. Once, when the people in the church in Corinth were having disagreements, Paul wrote to tell his friends about love. This is what he wrote. "Even if I speak with an angel with the most beautiful words, if I do not speak in love, I sound like a banging gong or a clanging cymbal. If I can tell the future and understand all the mysteries of the world, or have so much faith that I can make a mountain move, without love, I am nothing. Even if I give away all my possessions, if I have no love, it means nothing. Love means being patient. Love means being kind. Love does not get jealous or brag or act rudely. Love doesn't insist on its own way, get irritable, or keep score. Love isn't happy with injustice, but is happy with what's right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. As for everything else, words and knowledge, they will end. They are all bits and pieces, but love is everything. When I was a child, I did childish things. But now that I am an adult, I do different things. In the same way, we are like God's children. We all know a little of what God knows. Later, God will show us everything. For now, though, God has given us three gifts to help us: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these three is love." Wow, the people in the church in Corinth were so happy to hear about love. They wanted to try and live as God's followers, loving God and loving one another.